T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I never felt, I was never afraid.
Yeah.
I would be afraid at an NFL game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know that if, like, let's say careful. My favorite NFL team, whatever mm-hmm. that was, yeah. was playing a road game. Uh-huh. I don't know that I would want, and I would be, and I would never be hesitant to take my children to a baseball game like
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah.
I think I'd be hesitant to take my children to an NFL game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to. I mean, it looks especially crazy. Certain ones. Like, especially Eagles. There are certain Oakland, I think, probably falls into this category. I think Jason and John were talking about this the other day, and it was something they were. Those are the two biggest fan bases that are probably the most threatening, I would guess.
And then the Bills fans, they just beat up tables.
Oh, they drop kick tables. They're nuts.
And like catch themselves on fire? Like every day there's a new video of somebody catching themselves on fire. It's like, what are you people doing? I mean, every day somebody's jumping through a fire, a table of fire, and catching themselves on fire. Like it's incredible that this is what we've turned tailgating into.
Sure.
Like it used to just be, hey, let's get some beers,
let's go cook party,
some burgers. Now it's like not a tailgate unless somebody is jumping into fire. Like, actually, like, catching on fire.
Sure.
Like, it's like you're not even tailgating unless somebody is on fire.
Off of a roof.
Off of a roof.
Right.
Like, hey, this isn't even tailgating until somebody jumps off of a roof onto a tire, onto a table that is actually on fire. That's a tail. Like, why did we get here?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Anyway, to get into the Super Bowl right now and stuff up. It's $3,500 a ticket for the cheapest ticket. So if you want to go, it's going to cost you at least $7,000. Unless you want to go by yourself, then it's just $3,500. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Did you know the average home's heating and cooling system is only 57% efficient? And the Department of Energy estimates the average duct system leaks 40%. And that's not just older systems. Inadequate ductwork can greatly reduce the efficiency of even the latest heating and cooling equipment, resulting in increased operating costs and reduced comfort. At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we specialize in custom-engineered duct design and renovation to improve overall home comfort and efficiency. For a free in-home analysis, call us today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Only one advertising medium delivers 10-to-1 ROI and 29% lift in Google searches for your business while reaching 93% of Americans weekly. And that medium is radio. Radio is the number one reach medium. If any of this surprises you, it's time for a refresher. Download the Marketer's Guide to Radio at intercom.com/marketersguide. Live, local, and personal with massive scale. Rediscover radio. intercom.com/marketersguide.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Memphis Commercial Pill. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's weekdays from 9 to 11, and he joins me now. Mr. Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I actually had somebody on Twitter reach out. They needed an update on your passport situation. Do we have an update on your passport situation?
Yeah. So, sadly, I could not find my passport. So I needed a new passport. In order to get a new passport, you need proof that you're actually an American.
Okay.
And so that's so you either need an old passport or a birth certificate. I had no birth certificate. So I had to get my 97-year-old father to go into City Hall in Buffalo yesterday and FedEx me a birth certificate. And then it turns out you can go to Hot Springs where there is an actual passport office. And I don't know if you get one the same day or they'll overnight, but whatever. You walk in there and basically get a passport is what I'm told. People seem to tell me that. So I have an appointment at the passport office tomorrow at 11:30. Which means I'll be doing part of my show on the phone tomorrow morning as I drive back and forth to Hot Springs, all of which is simply because I'm an idiot and lost my passport.
Have you ever had to make such a significant drive for no other reason than you are, I'll just use your word, an idiot?
I don't know that I've made a drive like that because I'm an idiot.
Like, have you ever had to go out of, like, because these types of things happen to me sometimes, too. Not quite to this extent. I've never just had to randomly on a Wednesday drive 6 hours or whatever it's going to be.
In fairness, I could have done it on a Thursday. It doesn't really matter, but the day of the week it'll be a good eight hours. It'll be a 10-hour trip to get that damn passport, and it's $190 too. And I don't recall inconveniencing myself that much ever before. No, I don't. No.
Like, I've inconvenienced myself for like just irresponsible reasons. Like, there was one time I was here in New York, and I was supposed to be at a Syracuse basketball game on Saturday, like it tipped off Saturday afternoon. And so I had a early morning, like quick, like little 40-minute flight to Syracuse. I was like leaving LaGuardia, go to Syracuse. I'd land in time, everything would be fine. And then, of course, one of my friends happened to be in New York, and we went out and probably had too much to drink. And I, like, you know how you're usually when you're going to miss a flight, you at least wake up and you think, maybe I got a chance at it, you know? Like, but by the time I actually woke up, like, the flight had already landed in Syracuse. Like, I had no shot at it. And so in, like, bad weather, I had to, because you can't call CBS and say, like, I'm not going to be able to go to the Syracuse game because I drank too much. Right. So I had to walk, you know, I rented a car, walked to my car, and had to drive, like, 5 hours to Syracuse. Had to drive to, and then had to drive back. I can't remember if I had to drive back or not. I think maybe I just flew home from Syracuse. But, like, as I'm sitting there making that drive, I'm like, this is all because I, A, stayed out later than I should have, B, didn't set my alarm clock, C, didn't get a wake-up call. This is all so avoidable. I've complicated my life just by being irresponsible. That's, but
that sounds like,
I still,
dude, if you drove back, like, that's as bad a drive. That's just as bad as what I did.
It's almost.
There's no question.
Right. And it just, you get mad at yourself, don't you?
Oh, you're mad at yourself, yeah. But in the end, what I this is the problem, is that I was mad at myself, and I'm still a little, like, it's stupid, but now I have the plan, and I'm not really that mad at myself. I am actually pretty good at just saying, oh, well, I'm an idiot. I'll just do this now. Like, and I think if I got madder at myself and was harder on myself for making this kind of a stupid move, I would be less apt to do it. This is what I said before. If you care more about it, you probably wouldn't do it as much. You know, like, and so I do stupid things all the time because I just do stupid things all the time. And I make, so I don't know. Like, but anyway, yeah, it's not a bad thing to drive back and forth to Hot Springs. Like, it's a perfectly pleasant day to drive back and forth to Hot Springs. But yes, there are some people who would just beat themselves up to such an extent that I think they probably would be less likely to lose their passport.
Yep. The one I do still often will be on the way to the airport from home. From here, it's fine because CBS gets car services, and so, like, they're going to pick you up at a certain time. Like, you can't procrastinate. The car's waiting for you. But when I'm at home, like, let's say I need to leave the house by 9 a.m. to make a flight comfortably, I will just sit there and read a story.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And like, it'll be like,
it is
and
weird.
It'll be 9:15, and then I'll have to rush. And then I may or may not make it. Like, I've missed a flight before simply because I just didn't leave the house on time, even though I could have left the house on time. I just decided to, like, fold towels. Like, there's something about me that makes me want to put this, like, unnecessary stress into a situation. Happens with radio sometimes, too. Like, I will sit at home and prepare for the show up until, like, I need to leave at, let's say, like, 3:15. If I leave my house, I will be comfortably in the studio by 4, as long as, like, there's not a wreck. And then there's a wreck. And I'm sitting there like, Brad, be ready to play some extra spots. And I'm like, why didn't I could have – everything that I was doing the 45 minutes prior to me leaving my house, I could have just done at the studio.
Right.
Why would I put this unnecessary stress into this situation?
It's a good question.
And yet I still do it all the time. I'll do it Friday.
See, that's not – I actually hate that. I hate that stress of being late And so it is interesting. Right? You all have things. This goes to my point, that if you really cared about it, you wouldn't. Like, if you really hated that stress, you wouldn't. On that particular issue, I hate that. I hate that sort of the tension the whole time you're driving, whatever, the whole time you're going through security, even whatever. The whole thing, I hate it. And so, therefore, I almost invariably leave in time. Like, I absolutely do. But here's one. I paid my taxes for this year, this 2018, in advance, because Ripper said we should. So I went ahead and I paid my taxes in advance, but I didn't get a receipt when I paid the taxes online. Like, I just didn't. I just paid the taxes. And then I tried to log on to figure out how to get a receipt. I couldn't do it. Now I need to send it to the mortgage company to get whatever, to get my money back, because because it's an escrow. I don't even know how this stuff works. But anyway, so I literally had to go to, and then I couldn't find it. Yesterday I ended up going to the banks to look for some evidence that I paid this thing. I ended up having to call City Hall and whatever to try to get evidence. All I had to do was hit print. figure out how in that moment to get the, my printer's always broken and whatever. And so, like, that's the kind of thing I do a lot. All the time, create extra steps for myself. So, I people are idiots in ways in which they don't care particularly about it in the end, or they wouldn't be idiots.
Life is full of these little things that it really takes you 5 seconds to do what you ought to do.
Just do them.
And you
Why don't we do them? Why don't we do all the things that we want to do? It's like the old one rule. Like, it's the old one touch rule when you're going through a stack of stuff. Just deal with it then. Why don't we? We don't. Okay, we get another one. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, here's one. For expense purposes, right, we have to have the receipt for it. Every meal. So what you should do is you have the meal, you're sitting there, you sign the receipt for the waiter or the waitress, you've got it right in front of you. All I have to do is grab my phone and take a picture of it. It's in my phone. It means I don't have to keep up with the receipt. It's
right.
In my phone, I've got it, it's there. It would really take me 2 seconds to take a picture. And yet I will sit down to do expenses, and there will be a meal on my credit card, and I don't have the receipt. And so then I don't get to expense it, or I have to go into the credit card, like, the website, find the evidence that, yes, it was an actual purchase made at this place, print that out. It's like a whole process. All I had to do was just take a picture of the stupid receipt while it was sitting right in front of me. And yet
I'll wait 6 months to do expenses, and I'll be so worried about handing them so late that they're going to be denied or something that I'll keep pushing it off 2 more months. Here's another one. Like, I'm about to get on a plane to go to South Korea. Not only do I not have my passport, when I land, I don't know exactly where the hell I'm supposed to go or how I'm supposed to get there. No idea. I'm landing in Seoul. Seoul is not Pyeongchang, or whatever the hell it's called. And it's not there. Like, I'm not in Seoul. I'm landing in Seoul. And so I called Joe Rexer, the columnist from Nashville, today. I'm sure we got emails on this. Like, how the hell do I get there to the media village? Like, what's the plan? And I'm leaving next Tuesday. I told my friend Charles, and he said, I would never in a million years would I not know now how I'm getting to Pyeongchang. Whatever. I think there's a train involved somehow, but I don't know if there's supposed to be a ticket or, like, whatever. I figure I'll get there, you know. But I did call Joe Rexer, whatever. I hope he's going to call me back and give me the news.
It is amazing we, like, actually get through most days.
Well, we only do because of our own personal AAA assistant, who, by the way, we've turned into a celebrity.
I saw that. Yes, I saw it. I meant to hit him back. I was at lunch earlier, but Anton tweeted us, and he said that he went on a call. I guess it was earlier today, and when he introduced himself as Anton, the guy was like, are you Anton from the radio? Are you AAA Anton from the radio?
He's are you like, the yes, Anton who's taking care of Calkins, Parrish, and Vernon? Yes. Oh, God. That's the only way we can get through.
We have, if nothing else in this life, we have made AAA Anton a star and turned Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam vodka market in America. That's two accomplishments.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
Now we just got to get Tyreek Evans traded. Get Tyreek Evans traded. Do you think that Washington losing John Wall motivates Washington to maybe get something done more quickly?
Well, all of these things, you wonder which way they cut, right?
Right.
I mean, does it mean that we don't have John Wall, we got to get something done quickly because we got to hold the fort until John Wall gets back? Or is it, we're kind of screwed. That's the problem with all these, is does the fact that you're losing ground in that way cause you to be more aggressive or less aggressive. And I actually would think in the case of Washington, it would make them more aggressive because General's coming back by all accounts. So you would want Tyreek Evans. We know he can win the game single-handedly. Every time he plays, the Grizzlies win. Every time he doesn't play, they lose. Like, that's what more evidence do you need that he can win games single-handedly? So you would think it would make them more of an appropriate destination, and that is one of the places that people already thought, you know, and that would make a lot of sense.
The problem, of course, is that, you know, Washington is currently sixth in the East. If you were sixth in the East, would you be giving away a first-round draft pick for Tyreek Evans rental? Like, where are you going with him? I actually, like, understand why you might do it if you're Cleveland. I understand why you might do it if you are an actual contender. But to give away a first-round pick for a Tyreek Evans rental when you're probably not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals no matter what seems like something I probably wouldn't do.
Well, it's why. I agree completely. What exactly is the point? If the addition of – now, in fairness, the Grizzlies spent a first-round pick on Jeff Green once, right? What the hell did he do?
It was a mistake, though.
It was clearly a mistake. It was clearly a mistake. An expiring contract – no, he wasn't on an expiring contract at that point. But they traded – so they traded for Jeff Green, a first-round pick, on the and no one thought that Jeff Green was going to make you a champion. That wasn't the idea. He wasn't going to make you a champion. Truth of the matter is, he's terrible. So they should have known that. I mean, that's the bottom line. But they traded a first-round pick for him. And, yes, it was a mistake. Tyreek Evans is not going to be the difference between winning a title and not winning a title for the Wizards. And, yeah, that pick, that sixth. And now the truth of the matter is they're going to lose a little more ground because John Wall's out. So the pick is going to be a better pick. I think if the Grizzlies are holding out for a first round pick, I think it's stupid because I don't think they can get a first round pick. And even if they do, as I've said a million times, I don't think it's worth the cost and wins that they're going to rack up in the meantime waiting for that first round pick. So, but I also don't think they're going to get one. I think they're going to get two twos or some, you know, whatever. Maybe they'll have to add something to get a first round pick back or something like that. So, but I'm with you. Why, if you're the Wizards, do you do that for a first rounder? You do it. I mean, I would give up a couple of twos on the Wizards. I'd want him on my team, but would I want him on my team at the expense of a first round draft pick that could be sort of mid draft or sort of, you know, in the low 20s? No, I would not.
I bet you what we'll find out whenever Tyreek has moved, you know, which will almost certainly be at some point, that whatever the Grizzlies get for him is going to be something they could have got for him last week.
That's why last night was a shame, because last night, there you are, you have a situation where you look up and you look at that box score and you think, oh, well, the Suns are terrible. And, you know, even the Suns can't, because he can't out-tank the Suns. They rested Devin Booker didn't play. Suns are terrible because he shot 17 for 21 in the second quarter. It didn't matter whether Tyreek played or didn't play. They were going to end up winning that game and the Suns were going to end up losing that game. You can say that all you want until you realize that until Tyreek checked in, they were losing 14-7. At the moment that Tyreek, because he came off the bench last night, the moment he checked in, they were losing 14-7. They were getting doubled up. Tyreek was plus 25 the rest of the night. I don't know whether the Grizzlies would have lost that game without him last night, but they had a very good chance. And it at some point, it just gets to be infuriating. If they're not interested in having a top five pick, I'm going to stop worrying about it.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
When we come back, my colleague Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, has reported that the Big 12 has submitted a proposal to the NCAA that could bring change to the way transfers are handled in the sport of football and in men's basketball. It would be a step in the right direction, not completely where I wanted to go, but certainly, undeniably, a step in the right direction. I'll tell you about it right after this break.
Hey, it's Eric Hassel. Time for one of my favorite spots. That's Local. Local with two locations in Memphis to serve you. That's right. They're on the square in Midtown on Madison Avenue, and then they're downtown on Main Street. And if you're looking for great deals, well, let's just say Local has you covered. How about $6 lunch specials at the downtown location, $10 blue plate lunch specials at the Midtown location? Monday nights, you get $10 burgers and a beer. Tuesday night, $10 bottles of wine, half price pizzas. Wednesday nights, $2 mugs of locally brewed beer. You simply can't beat it. Looking for a great brunch spot? Look no further than Local. And for $15 starting off, you can get those bottomless mimosas, a fantastic menu, just a great place to enjoy a weekend morning with those closest to you. Local's a great late night spot as well. So whether you're going for lunch, whether you're going for dinner, or whether you're going for a late night bite to eat or brunch, make it Local. Eat, drink, play. Two locations in Memphis to serve you, on Madison in the Square and downtown on Main Street. Local. Eat, drink, play.
Your business is changing in a big way thanks to new customers, new competitors, and new technology. So your internet provider had better keep up. That's why Comcast Business is building the nation's largest gig speed network, providing speeds up to 1 gigabit for all your employees. So downloads take seconds, not minutes. And internet from Comcast Business gives you more connectivity on the go with access to more than 17 million Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide compared to just thousands with AT&T. AT&T doesn't even come close. Comcast Business gives you more. Comcast Business also offers a network of high-performance services built to help your business do business. Stop waiting and switch to Comcast Business now. Get fast, reliable internet and add voice mobility for just $29.95 more per month. Don't miss out. Call 1-800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business. Actual speeds vary. Offer ends 1/31/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment tax and fees extra. Call for details.
It's the Memphis Golden Diamonds Valentine Blowout Sale. Get your custom-made, one-of-a-kind jewelry today. 40 to 80% markdowns. The Valentine's Blowout Sale going on now. Memphis Golden Diamonds exclusives. Go see Mufasa. 4275 Elvis Presley.
If you're going through a divorce and you need legal guidance, get in touch with Eskins, King, and Marnie. They'll help you with a custody situation, help you with a child support situation. They'll make you comfortable and get you through it. 528-8888 is the number. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie on the web, EskinsKing.com.
It's insanely cold outside right now, and let's face it, there's nothing you or I can do about the temperature, but there is something you can do to better your situation, and that's make your home more comfortable by contacting 901windows.com or calling 901-287-1897. This is Gary Parrish, making sure you know 901 Windows will be able to show you the performance of your windows by using a thermal imaging device with heat loss sensors. So if you want to find out if you're throwing money out the window, give the home professionals at 901 Windows a call. The number, again, 901-287-1897, or you can visit them on the web at 901windows.com.
Guys, when that little voice in your head suddenly tells you, hey, it's time to get your hair in the game, then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
Hear that? That's the sound of your hair reminding you that anytime is a good time to log on, check in, and reserve your spot at your favorite Sport Clips for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. No matter if it happens at the gym,
time to claim your spot,
while grabbing a quick lunch,
time to claim your spot,
or trying to line up a putt,
time to claim your spot.
You can't deny your hair, so do it a favor by checking in online at sportclips.com/check-in. We'll tell you when to arrive to be just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Check it out today and claim your spot wherever you are. Just go to sportclips.com/check-in. At Sport Clips, getting a game-changing haircut is easier than ever.
Time to claim your spot.
Men, are you worried about intimacy in your relationship? Worried about not performing well enough or not being able to perform at all? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, we know that Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and we can make you the man you were or the man you want to be in just one simple office visit. Right now, take advantage of the Valentine's Day special. Just $99 gets you a medical solution the day you visit with our doctor. You'll see that the treatment works or there is no charge. No empty promises, just results. Make this year's Valentine's Day the best ever with a visit to the Memphis Men's Clinic. And don't forget to ask about our revolutionary wave therapy. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today for a confidential and discreet appointment. 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304. Improve your performance. Improve your life. With the $99 Valentine's special at the Memphis Men's Clinic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-7260. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-7260. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-7260. 1-800-700-7260.
Caterers,
setting up.
DJ,
spinning oldies all night.
Gift,
their favorite jazz album, signed.
Total party cost,
$550. Just send me your half with Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. That's already at my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great. Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo, building better every day.
Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Services property of Early Warning Services, LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
It's easy to get game day ready at your local CVS pharmacy, where you'll find everything you need to score and save big. This week only, 12 packs of Coke are 5 for $15. Select M&M's, Hershey's Kisses, and Starburst are buy one, get one 50% off. And 12-inch DiGiorno pizzas are just 2 for $10. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. 1-800-432-6170.
Don't want to watch the big game on a small screen? Watch it on a big screen from Dilday TV. 55, 65, 75 inches or more. Dilday carries top brands like LG, Samsung, Sharp, and Sony. Want the clear, sharpest picture ever? Come check out the new OLED TVs. Simply the best picture on a big screen ever. For the big game, you need a big screen. Dilday TV's guaranteed low prices beat the competition every day with free delivery and free professional setup. Dilday TV, Memphis's only locally owned TV dealer. 7915 Winchester and Hacks Cross between Costco and Lowe's. Experience fine dining in a casual atmosphere with today's perks deal. 40% off $50 gift cards to Felicia Suzanne's restaurant in downtown Memphis. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Story from my colleague at CBS Sports, Dennis Dodd, posted earlier today at CBSSports.com. It could change the way transfers are handled by your favorite university, no matter what your favorite university is. As I think most people know right now, not in all sports, but certainly in men's basketball and college football, which are the two highest profile sports at the NCAA level, if you transfer from one Division I university to another, you have to sit out a year unless you get a waiver for some reason or unless you're a graduate transfer. It's why when Austin Nichols transferred to Virginia, he had to sit out a year. That's the penalty across the board. It's been that way for a long, long time. A lot of people, myself included, have forever thought that this was wildly inappropriate, that amateur student athletes shouldn't be restricted in where they could go or punished for changing schools in the way that the NCAA has forever punished and in the way that schools have forever restricted. If you remember when Austin transferred to Virginia, initially Memphis was saying that they weren't going to release him to this school or that school or that school. Right. It's very commonplace for schools to put restrictions on amateur student athletes, which, again, I've always thought was ridiculous. I wrote the column as it related to Austin in that time, and ultimately Memphis relented and allowed him to go where he wanted to go, which was Virginia. But he still had to sit out a year per normal transfer rules. And so what I've always said is pretty simple. Mm-hmm. There should be no restrictions. Coaches change jobs whenever they want to with what amounts to no restrictions, because though some like to argue, well, coaches have buyouts, those buyouts almost never prevent a coach from taking a job that he wants to take, from going to a place where he wants to go. And more often than not, the coach doesn't even pay the buyout. Like when Chris Holtman leaves Butler for Ohio State, Ohio State paid that buyout. They handle it. So there really isn't this. It's intellectually dishonest when I see some college sports analyst jump on social media and say, no, coaches have buyouts. It's not the same thing. Well, the buyouts almost never prevent somebody from taking the job they want to take, almost never prevent somebody from going to the place they want to go. And by the way, those buyouts, even if they do, they're negotiated by the coaches or their representation and the school. Student-athletes have they don't have those same opportunities to negotiate a contract. So it's a little bit apples and oranges. But I've just always fundamentally felt, A, even if it does lead to the chaos that so many predict, I think amateur student-athletes should be able to transfer without restriction. And B, it won't lead to the chaos that so many think, because most people don't want to transfer. There's like this theory out there that if you don't restrict transfers, that everybody will just be changing schools every year. Well, people don't want to change schools every year. Mm-hmm. Most people are happy where they're at. You know, the transfer rate in college basketball is actually lower than it is for the general population, for normal students. And so most people don't want to go anywhere. Most people enroll in a school, and you know what? They're happy there.
Right.
If they're a basketball player, they're happy there. If they're a football player, they're happy there. They've got friends that they care about, teammates that they care about, a girlfriend perhaps, a boyfriend perhaps. They don't want to lose course credits from transferring from one school to the other, because sometimes you'll do that. Not everything transfers properly. Most people don't want to leave. It's not that they are not changing schools because of the penalty. They're not changing schools because they don't want to change schools, and it won't change drastically, I don't believe, if we ever lift those restrictions. And so Dennis Dodd reports earlier today that a proposal has been submitted by the Big 12 to the NCAA, and it seems to be a bit of a compromise. It doesn't go as far as I would like for it to go, but it is clearly a step in the right direction. The proposal is this, that if adopted, the new rule would be that student athletes in all sports, football, men's basketball, and everything else, would be allowed to transfer without restriction anytime their head coach is fired or anytime their head coach leaves for another job. Like literally the whole roster could leave if it wants to without restriction. If a school fires your coach, you can leave if you want to. You will not have to sit out a year. If your coach leaves for another job, you can leave if you want to. You will not sit out. You will not have to sit out a year. Okay. The only stipulation is that you can't follow your former coach to his new school. If you do that, you do have to sit out a year. So basically, anytime there's a coaching change, the entire roster would be
good move
in a position where if you want to go to another school to play in another league, to play for another person, you are able to do that without restriction. And again, step in the right direction, because what the NCAA used to try to pedal over and over again is that you don't sign with a coach, you sign with a school. But that always ran counter to common sense. I mean, why do you think Derrick Rose came to Memphis? It wasn't because of the school.
Right.
Why do you think Chris Douglas Roberts came to Memphis? Chris Douglas Roberts had literally never stepped foot in Memphis. before he committed to the University of Memphis. He didn't come to Memphis because of the school.
Right.
He didn't come to Memphis because of anything other than John Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
The reason Chris Douglas Roberts came to play basketball in Memphis is because of John Calipari, period. If John would have been the head coach at Clemson, Chris Douglas Roberts would have went to Clemson. John were the head coach at Arkansas, Chris Douglas Roberts would have went to Arkansas. Same thing with DeJuan Wagner. Same thing with most players. You go to a school typically because of your relationship with a head coach or an assistant coach. And so for the NCAA to always try to pretend otherwise, again, it just ran counter to common sense. It wasn't real life. And so this is an acknowledgement of that, if nothing else. They're saying, we understand that when you pick a school, you might be picking it for the school in some cases. In some cases. Like Joe Jackson probably would have gone to the University of Memphis no matter who the Memphis coach was. Like Josh Pastner has actually said that before. Like Joe Jackson was going to be a Memphis Tiger no matter what. It didn't matter if the coach was John Calipari or Josh Pastner or basically anybody else. So those examples do exist. But for the most part, people go because of a relationship with a head coach or an assistant coach. And this is the NCAA acknowledging that. That, hey, we know you probably picked your school based on a relationship with a head coach or one of the assistants, and now they're not there anymore, so you can transfer without restriction. Again, move in the right direction, just probably not as far as I'd like it to go, because I wish there were no restrictions ever, that student-athletes could leave after every season and transfer without restriction. That should be the rule, in my opinion. But this is at least a move in the right direction. And though coaches, I'm certain, because I've had these conversations with them, are not fans of this. They don't want this because they've never been as interested in being fair as they have in just creating a situation where they have the most power.
Right.
Being able to restrict the student athlete gives you power. Making a student athlete sit out a year gives you more power. It's less likely, at least according to some, that you'll lose a player that you don't want to lose. What coaches have never been honest about, though, is what about the times when they push a player to transfer?
Right.
They always bitch about the player who leaves them.
Right.
Because they wanted a different style of play. They wanted more playing time. They just, or you know, at the mid-major level, like they showed they were a high-major player. So the high majors came in, and then they transferred up.
Mm-hmm.
They always complain about that. What they never want to talk about is, yo, what about the kid who ends up not being as good as you thought?
Right.
And you push him to transfer, and then he has to sit out a year?
Right.
He didn't want to transfer. You basically pushed him out.
Mm-hmm.
So then he has to sit out a year? There's a punishment for that? That's not okay. And so this would, if adopted, the NCAA, this would be an acknowledgement that we are going to be fairer than we've ever been with men's basketball transfers and football transfers. The other thing here that I think is interesting is, again, since coaches are largely going to be against this, it could actually end up providing job security for them. Because if you're an athletic director, you've suddenly got something else to consider before you pull the trigger on a head coach. See, recruiting classes have always been like a contract extension for a coach,
mm-hmm.
because an athletic director knows, okay, I might want to make a coaching change, but this guy's got a top 10 recruiting class on the way. We pull the trigger on him, we're going to lose that recruiting class, so we're not going to pull the trigger on him. This would work the exact same way. Because if you're an athletic director, under this proposal, if you fire your coach, you might lose your entire team.
Mm.
The whole roster can transfer without restriction. That's at least something you have to consider now. It's not really something athletic directors have to consider too much in the current form, because there's the one-year sit-out penalty that would prevent players, most players, from transferring, even if they wanted to transfer, because the coach they signed to play for is no longer their coach. It's like, well, I'll just play for the new coach here because I don't want to sit out a year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take that off the table, Now it's like, okay, now the coach I wanted to play for, he's not here anymore. I can go to this other school and I don't have to sit out a year. Suddenly, you probably are going to go at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so an athletic director has to take this into account. And though it will complicate coaches' lives, because that's what they're going to tell you, we'll have to re-recruit our entire team back every single year. Because some people will be trying to steal players right off of our campus. Mm-hmm. They talk about the headache that it brings to them. And I'm not denying that it makes their job tougher on mm-hmm. some level. I've just long believed, yo, you are paid handsomely.
Right.
I'm not worried if you I'm not concerned if you have to work a little harder.
Right.
If the reason you have to work a little harder is because we've created a system that's a little more that's a little fairer for the student athlete. Like I hear you. I just don't care. But this new proposal, it could work in a positive way for them as well. Because you could be in a situation where you've got a decent team coming back. Not great, but not bad. The athletic director wants to pull the trigger on you. But the athletic director has to say, if I pull this trigger, I open up our entire program to mass transfers. We could literally lose every player. Is it worth it? I bet you college coaches would maybe get that extra year more often than they do right now, simply because athletic directors would be concerned with what happens if you fire a coach, knowing that your whole team can leave if it wants to. It would probably expedite coaching searches as well, because the day you fire a coach, the day those players are free to transfer, and every day you don't have a new coach in there, somebody else is trying to recruit those players right off of your campus. And so it could actually be yes, a more difficult thing for coaches to manage every year, but it could also be the thing that gives them an extra year on the job, maybe an extra 2 years on the job, because athletic directors, presidents, any sort of decision maker on a university's campus is going to have to take into account, if this rule is adopted, that if I fire my coach, my players are free to go. And I don't think that's the worst thing for a coach. It might be a headache having to re-recruit your team every year. I acknowledge that. But if you're looking for a positive from the coaching perspective, it could be that an athletic director might be less anxious to fire you because of what it could mean to his roster. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Looking to get in shape but dread the thought of joining another gym? Join the Y, where you get so much more than just a membership. Their talented staff is here to help you meet your fitness goals. Enjoy benefits like unlimited group exercise classes, free child watch while you work out, and best of all, no contracts. When you join the Y in January, you'll pay no joining fees, a $75 savings. You can join at any of their 11 locations or join online at ymcamemphis.org.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. 1-800-432-6170.
And now another AT&T word of the day. Today's word, internaut. Definition, internet that could be only a fraction of the speed advertised because of where you live, and you pay the same price. Let's hear it in a sentence.
I thought I could get AT&T internet with up to 50 megabit speed. These internaut providers only delivered 10, and I paid the same price. If I'm only getting 20% of the speed I paid for, shouldn't I be paying only 20% of the price? I mean, right?
Internaut. Know it so you can know how to avoid it. Only Xfinity delivers the fastest, most reliable internet.
Get started with the speed you need now with 100 megabit Xfinity internet plus TV for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Without eco bill and auto pay, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/4/18. New customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours. And you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
You never know what to expect outside. It's 40 degrees one day and 80 the next. But with the Lennox Home Comfort System from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. You'll enjoy improved comfort and efficiency, plus the peace of mind that comes with our 10-year warranty, and you can finance for up to 72 months, interest-free, for a limited time. Invest in your comfort by calling us today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
J.J. Hightail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I love tiny things, like a tiny monkey riding a tiny tricycle, and tiny down payments on car insurance. Right now at Direct Auto, you can get a tiny down payment as low as $29. Now that's tiny. Get a super low down payment as low as $29. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates vary. Down payments will vary. In Florida, BI is required to qualify. Amount down is not reduced premium owed. Additional fees may apply. How you buy can impact cost.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
The start of nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming.
I hope you never end up in a situation where you need somebody to help you handle a divorce or a custody situation, a child support situation, anything like that. It's easy for nobody. But unfortunately, people do end up in those types of situations. You might someday, and if you do, let Eskins, King & Marnie help you. That's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marnie. They provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable because you'll be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems you are facing. And they also handle, you know, any sort of sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual misconduct in the workplace. You do not have to stay silent anymore. If there's anything we've learned over the past few months, that's it. And so if you've been in an appropriate situation in your workplace, let Eskins, King, and Marnie help you. 528-8888 is the number, 901-528-8888. You can call them day or night. Tell them Gary Parish told you to call. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie. They're on the web. EskinsKing.com. That's the website, EskinsKing.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned all sorts of things, but I think the most interesting news development probably originates from my colleague Dennis Dodd at CBS Sports. He has in his possession a proposal that's been submitted by the Big 12 to the NCAA that would bring about change to the way transfers are handled at the Division I level. As you know, right now, unless you're a grad transfer or you get a waiver in men's basketball and football, if you transfer from one Division I school to another, you have to sit out a year. This is something we've talked about for a long, long time on this show. I've talked about it in other places. I've written columns about it. I think it's wrong. Absolutely wrong that amateur student athletes would ever have restrictions on them or penalties in addition to the inherent penalties that go along with transferring. There's been this inaccurate perception forever that if you allowed players to transfer without penalty, that it would just lead to chaos in men's basketball and football. And I've just never believed that that's true, because here's the truth. Most people don't want to transfer. Most people like to stay right where they're at. You know, they're in a good situation playing whatever sport they play. They've got friends. They've got a girlfriend. They've got a boyfriend, whatever. And most people don't want to leave. And so if you give them the opportunity to do so without penalty, they're not going to do so. The people who will leave, and the people who won't, won't. But the rule change won't enhance it in any sort of troubling way. I've always thought the hypothetical, chaotic, wild, wild west scenario that people lay out has been an overstatement. And so now there's a proposal to change it in some ways. They don't go as far as I'd like for them to go. I don't think student athletes should have to sit out. If you want to go from Ole Miss to Memphis, or Memphis to Tennessee, or Tennessee to Ohio State, I don't think you should have to sit out. I wish that was the rule change. But the proposal is that any student athlete who wants to transfer after his or her coach is fired, or his or her coach leaves for another job, can. In other words, if Mike Norvell were to leave the University of Memphis after next season, any Memphis football player would be allowed to transfer to another Division I university without incident, without penalty.
Right.
They could play immediately somewhere else. Hmm. If Memphis were to make a coaching change in basketball, every Memphis basketball player would be allowed to transfer without without penalty. Mm-hmm. And though coaches, I think, are probably mostly against this, at least the ones I've talked with, here's the truth. It could add job security for them. And here's why. If you're an athletic director and you're on the fence about removing your coach, the fact that you might lose your whole team to a transfer could be an incentive to not make a move on the coach. So it might make a coach's job more difficult in some ways, but it could add job security in that way. Maybe an athletic director, university president, will be less anxious to buy a coach out of a contract and take his job away from him, because you immediately open yourself up to losing literally every player on your roster. This is still not a rule. It's just a proposal. It's not even the proposal. It's just one of many proposals. It's a step in the right direction. Still not as far as I'd like them to go, but again, a step in the right direction. The NCAA usually takes baby steps as opposed to big steps. And so I can consider this compromise, and it's a move the right way as opposed to the wrong way, because the other alternative is them making everybody sit out 1 year, and that would be even worse than what we've got right now.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Auburn at Ole Miss in men's basketball. The Tigers, Bruce Pearl's Tigers, are now 19-2 overall, 7-1 in the SEC. They are alone atop the SEC standings. This after losing two key players in the preseason to the FBI investigation. It is probably one of the most surprising stories in college basketball, if not the most surprising story in college basketball. Auburn sitting here with 19 wins in 21 games and alone atop the SEC standings. Ole Miss, of course, 11-10 overall, 4-4 in the SEC. Tip-off tonight at 8 o'clock down in Oxford. You can watch it on the SEC Network.
What should I watch on TV?
I guess President Trump's State of the Union address. That's tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. It'll be on all of the networks, but of course you should watch it on CBS, because CBS is America's most watched network. It's the network of stars.
Yeah, stars.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Speaking of Auburn earlier, I spent my Monday Politex column on a AP voter who is the only AP voter who has Auburn ranked outside of the top 20. Everybody, there's 65 AP voters.
Yeah.
64 of them have Auburn in the top 20. Some have Auburn in the top 10. There's only one person who doesn't have them in the top 20.
That's
a gentleman from Baltimore.
Okay.
And he was getting beat up pretty bad by Auburn fans on Twitter. This is even before I filed my column.
Wow.
He was going back and forth, and I was reading his explanations. And one of the things he said was, listen, Auburn really hasn't beaten anybody. It's not like they played some incredible schedule. So, like, wake me up when they, get a signature win. Wake me up when, they played a schedule like Kansas's schedule. And it is true that Auburn hasn't played a schedule like Kansas's schedule. Mm-hmm. Auburn's only played, I think, four top 50 teams, according to KenPom. Kansas has played like 11. So, yeah. Sure, Auburn hasn't played that type of schedule. But here's where he runs into a problem. He's got Auburn ranked 21st. And the reason he doesn't have him in the top 20 is because he says Auburn hasn't played anybody and Auburn doesn't have signature wins. But guess who he does have in the top 20?
Oh.
Houston.
Oh.
And Auburn has played the 63rd toughest schedule in America, according to KenPom. Houston, its schedule is ranked 195th. So Houston is 16-4 against the 195th ranked schedule, but that's good enough for the top 20. Auburn, of course, 19-2 against the 63rd ranked schedule. Not good enough for the top 20. He says Auburn doesn't have a signature win, but Auburn's double-digit win at Tennessee, according to any metric you want to look at, is going to be a better win than any win that Houston has recorded so far. Houston has only two top 50 KenPom wins. Auburn has four. Auburn has twice as many top 100 wins as Houston.
Oh, boy.
Like, any way you cut it, there is no scenario under which Houston has a better or even comparable resume to Auburn's resume. So when you're banging on Auburn for not playing a schedule, if you're going to have somebody ranked ahead of Auburn, you better make sure they've got a better record or more quality wins or a tougher schedule or anything. Otherwise, you're contradicting yourself, and that's how you end up the focus of a Politex column. You can read that, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday, so we'll get ready for Memphis, South Florida. That game's scheduled for tomorrow night in Tampa. The Grizzlies, Pacers, of course, the beginning of a four-game road trip for the local NBA franchise. Jeff Calkins will join me in the second hour, of course. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
the reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
It's easy to get game day ready at your local CVS pharmacy, where you'll find everything you need to score and save big. This week only, 12 packs of Coke are 5 for $15. Select M&M's, Hershey's Kisses, and Starburst are buy one, get one 50% off. And 12-inch DiGiorno pizzas are just 2 for $10. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.